There's a ride and Christmas lunch on December 3 for the Limestone Coast and Murray Mallee Black Dog Riders at the Meningi RSL. Regional Coordinator Rosa Hillam joins me to discuss. Hi, Rosa.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Quite a few people would be familiar with the Black Dog Riders, but for those who aren't, tell us more about them.
The Black Dog Riders basically started when a businessman named Steve Andrews from WA lost a close friend to suicide, and he decided to ride around Australia and build awareness of depression and try and prevent suicide. Then in April 2010, the first inaugural One Dayer was held, and it brought together hundreds of people impacted by mental illness and suicide and basically started to get the word out. Then in December 2010, the first ride to the Red Centre was organised, and so it's just eventuated from there.
Great, and it's a whole bunch of people joining in, riding around the country on motorbikes, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Our main focus is to connect with communities and let people know that it's okay to not be okay, and that mental illness is no different to any other illness, and that we really want to try and get rid of that stigma, especially considering 2 in 5 people will have some sort of mental health issue throughout their lifetime.
And I suppose, as well as raising awareness of it, just the fact that connectedness is the antithesis sometimes for depression, and well, I mean, that's a bit more basic than it really is, but just being able to connect with people and do things like this also really helps people's mental health, right?
That's exactly right. We try to engage with as many people as possible, but also our riders. I mean, all of us have either had family or friends that have had mental illness or have lost someone to suicide. So, you know, we are all very understanding, very aware, but also it's good for the riders as well. It gives them a chance to recharge, to connect with people, and to be part of something that is trying to remove that stigma. And there's nothing better than the thunder of bikes coming into town. And it does turn heads, and people, when they realise who it is, will come up and will engage. And
right,
that's what we want.
With us at the moment is Rosa Hillam. She is the Regional Coordinator for Limestone Coast and Murray Mallee Black Dog Riders, ahead of some events next year. There's a ride and Christmas lunch on December 3. Tell us what's planned.
We're starting from a few different points. We're starting from McLaren Vale. We're also starting from Newry. I'm going to bring a group down from Kingston. There will be a stop by one group in Tailem Bend to pick people up from Tailem Bend and Murray Bridge. And we're coming to the Meningi RSL for a Christmas lunch and community meet. Basically, I've also asked people if they are able to bring a small present that we can actually donate to the aged care home here and at the hospital, because we ride every year and do toy runs for children. But we forget that there are elderly people that might miss out as well. So we're doing that as well.
Do you have a call out for more riders to take part?
Oh, yes, yes. I would love to see as many people that would like to be part of it come and be part of it. Go on to the Limestone Coast Black Dog Ride Facebook page. If anybody happens to be around, I've just done some fundraising for our mascot, which is Winston, our big blow-up black dog.
Oh, cute.
The state manager will be giving it to me this afternoon at 4 o'clock in front of the Murray Bridge Council office. Tony Passon and the ingoing and outgoing mayor of Murray Bridge will be there as well. We would love anybody to come on down, say good day, and if you'd like to know more about the Christmas ride, then I'm happy to talk to you.
Oh, beauty. And you're down there from 3:30 this arvo, aren't you?
That's correct, yeah. And just to go on from that, what we do as an organisation is as well as promoting awareness and trying to remove the stigma, we also raise money to enable Lifeline's online crisis care chat support. We have put out training for over 1,000 youth in teen mental health first aid. We've enabled two men's sheds to purchase equipment and encourage social inclusion and activities, men isolated by mental health. So we do a lot of on-the-ground stuff as well as raising the awareness and trying to remove the stigma. It's something that affects everybody and, you know, when you think about it, it's horrifying to realise that 8 people per day lose their life to suicide and the effect that it has on families and communities is terrible. So we need to let people know that it's okay to reach out.
Absolutely. 13 11 14 is the number for Lifeline. They can offer you advice in a crisis or otherwise. If you need some guidance, if you've got a friend who you're worried about and need a bit of support, 13 11 14. Thank you so much, Rosa Hillam. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you, Jenny. You have a wonderful afternoon.